This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This past week, twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton released her new book, What Happened, which chiefly serves to assign blame to just all kinds of politicians and journalists and organizations and countries and prejudices and technologies that she claims caused her defeat. And if you're a gun rights supporter, you'll be happy to know that she thinks the NRA figured quite prominently in on that. In addition to apportioning the NRA their well-deserved share of the blame, she seeks to rewrite her own history on the gun issue and urges her fellow Democrats to ignore political reality and continue to push for gun control. However, see, it's a good thing nobody asked me to write the story. Because it would have been real quick. It would not have been a book. It would not have had a cover. It just would have been a big picture of a drain with all of the water running into it to epitomize how bad her campaign was. Clinton repeatedly acknowledges the NRA's influence on the 2016 election and the broad political landscape, and pointing out the grassroots power of gun rights supporters, she explains that the power of the politics of guns and the power of these organizations has made this toxic topic to run on. The vocal minority of voters against gun safety laws have historically been more organized, better funded, and more willing to be single-issue voters. See, it's not because there's so many of us. It's because we're so loud. Recounting her first policy speech of the 2016 campaign where she attacked NRA, she admits that going after the NRA is dangerous for candidates. She reiterates some of the points that her husband made about the NRA's power in his 2001 autobiography, My Life. And she writes, in the 1990s, my husband fought hard to pass both a 10-year ban on assault weapons and the Brady Bill, which for the first time required background checks on many gun purchases at federally licensed firearms dealers. Notice her wording there. Many gun purchases. It's actually all gun purchases. But the NRA funded an intense backlash to the new safety measures and helped defeat a lot of the Democratic members of Congress in the disastrous 1994 midterm elections. Then in 2000, the NRA helped beat Al Gore. When discussing their role in her defeat, she notes that as for the NRA, it kept its promise to do everything it could to stop me. All told, they spent more than $30 million supporting Trump, more money than any other outside group, and more than double what it spent to support Mitt Romney in 2012. About two-thirds of the money paid for more than 10,000 negative ads attacking me in battleground states. I wonder if any of them happened in Wisconsin, where she didn't go. Her recognition of the NRA's role in her and her husband's defeats should motivate you to continue to fight to defend the Second Amendment and serve as a stark warning to the anti-gunners. But despite her established record on gun control that spans her nearly three decades on the national stage, primarily as a wife, she tries to use her new book to recast herself as a moderate on the issue. She employs the traditional patronizing tactic of anti-gun politicians. She regales the leader, or, you know, whoever's reading the book, or, you know, whoever's picking up the book, who's flipping to that one chapter. With the tales of her hunting prowess and how her experience in the field forged her purported respect for firearm ownership, she writes, "I remembered my dad teaching me to shoot in rural Pennsylvania, where we spent summers when I was growing up. I also lived in Arkansas for many years and went on a memorable December duck hunting expedition with some friends in the 1980s. I'll never forget standing hip deep in freezing water, waiting for the sun to rise, trying to stave off hypothermia. I did manage to shoot a duck, but when I got home, Chelsea, who just watched Bambi, was outraged by the news that I had shot some poor little duck's mommy or daddy. These experiences reinforced for me that for many Americans, hunting and gun ownership are ingrained in the culture." Shortly after that, she claims, "In all of my political campaigns, I've done my best to strike a fair balance between standing up for common sense gun safety measures and showing respect for responsible gun owners. And I have always said that I recognize the Second Amendment, and I have never proposed banning all guns." Cue the music to Pinocchio. That particular passage in its entirety is an outright lie. She has supported the most extreme gun control proposals and repeatedly rejected the United States Supreme Court with the Heller case. She gave a speech to the Newspaper Association of America where she stated, "We need to license and register all handguns. Licensing gun owners and registering their guns are two of the most important pieces of real gun safety policy." She also acknowledged her support for a ballistics database of all new guns, handgun rationing, and a ban on affordable handguns. Anti-gun Senator Schumer said of candidate Clinton, "New York needs Hillary Clinton because she will vote with us on gun control 100% of the time." Making clear that Clinton was not interested in striking a balance on firearms during her 2016 presidential campaign, she expressed her support for Australia-style gun confiscation at a town hall meeting in Keene, New Hampshire. Then at a private campaign fundraiser in Manhattan, she was recorded stating, "The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I'm going to make that case every chance I get." When given a chance to clarify her statement, she refused to recognize that the Second Amendment protects an individual right. And during a June 2016 appearance with her old buddy George Stephanopoulos, he asked Clinton, "Do you believe that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right that is not linked to service in a militia?" First, she dodged the question, prompting Stephanopoulos to ask it again. Refusing to concede that the Second Amendment protects an individual right, she eventually responded, "If it's a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulations." In her new book, she writes, "As a young woman, I was moved and inspired watching Dianne Feinstein take on the NRA. I don't know what she's referring to here. Would this be pertaining to Mayor Feinstein, who worked to enact an unconstitutional handgun ban in San Francisco, or maybe Senator Feinstein, who in 1995 expressed her desire to confiscate commonly owned semi-automatic firearms? Which one? And how long does that tell you Feinstein's been in government if she, Clinton, looks at herself and says, as a young woman?" On the 2016 campaign trail, she revealed her contempt for tens of millions of Americans when she said, "You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables." And in her book, she uses the same kind of rhetoric to malign NRA and its millions of supporters. And according to Clinton, NRA is one of the most reactionary and dangerous political organizations in America. In her view, the NRA and its supporters are on the wrong side of justice, history, and basic human decency, and have a twisted ideology that costs thousands of American lives each year. Everybody that professes shock at this kind of stuff should be challenging her, but they don't. They don't. They just want her to go away. After the 2016 election, when they were trying to do a little forensic investigation, they looked at it. Following Gal Gore's defeat in 2000, they decided to downplay their support for gun control. And that made them competitive again. But this is the biggest single issue in the United States: guns, gun rights, gun ownership. That's the, 35% comes out higher than anything else. Keep coming forward. Just makes it easier for us. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
Well, I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. One common trait for gun grabbers is they're all very worrying people. They're like ninnies when it comes to worrying. They're always worried. And their worry is very worrying for them. Well, recently, Mother Jones, the magazine that calls itself Mother Jones, which I swear to God, if I was in charge of name in a magazine, one of the very last names for a magazine I would think of would be Mother Jones. But, you know, that's why I'm not in charge of nothing. They're very upset about the part of the SHARE Act that deregulates suppressors, or as they say, the silencers. And this could have devastating effects on public safety, law enforcement leaders say, according to the hysterical Mother Jones. And, you know, I just look at it and say, of course it is, and of course they're worried about it. So, thanks, Mother Jonesers, for once more confirming that Democrats are anti-gun. At least as far as we the people are concerned. Like we didn't already know that. The overly socialist Mother Jones has consistently been a mouthpiece for the control lobby and for citizen disarmament, and they're playing an easily spooked herd that believes the Hollywood silent assassin hype. What could be more opposite-day progressive than posing as egalitarians while propagandizing for a more powerful state and opposing the single most effective means of true power sharing, the right of the people to keep and bear arms? It's interesting that they admit up front that crimes using suppressors are rare. And for their anecdotal example, cite one incident in a greater rampage by a former member of law enforcement, one who incidentally shared the goals of both Mother Jones and those law enforcement leaders. Ex-only one Christopher Dorner wanted to ban suppressors too, along with semi-automatics and normal capacity magazines. He was also a big fan of Dianne Feinstein, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Obama. And he detested the NRA. Enforcers going rogue should not define the rights of a free people. That would be like saying we can't have handguns because panicky cops searching for Dorner shot the hell out of a newspaper delivery truck and narrowly missed killing innocent women who were just trying to earn a living delivering papers. And it's also interesting that the leaders all for infringing the Second Amendment consist of a former ATF careerist and the Law Enforcement Coalition for Common Sense. Yes, who employs the first and enables the second? And since when do oath-breaking enforcers beholden to the urban Democrat communist administrations get to impose their failed edicts on the people not responsible for the bloody mess that their policies have made inevitable? Next up on the Mother Jones hit list is the somehow objectionable fact that opening up the market will create significant new economic opportunity. The revelation that Silencer Co., the nation's largest manufacturer of gun suppressors, was reportedly forced to lay off approximately 50% of its workforce is supposed to reinforce the Trump slump meme. That despite a National Shooting Sports Foundation official noting that the Obama years, with an apparent, at the time, Hillary ascendancy, were aberrations for industry sales, and evidence indicates 2017 could be the second or third highest year for background checks in the past two decades. There's a big difference between regular buying and panic buying. It figures big promoters of cultural and political terraforming by flooding the country with a pathway to citizenship, foreign national, would be against jobs that Americans will do. And they wrap up by preposterously implying that hearing a blam is what let congressmen that were Republicans in Alexandria know that a lunatic was shooting at them. A lunatic who, by the way, shared the same socialist politics as, you know, Mother Jones. And the thing is, it's not just them. You can find all kinds of editorials repeating the same talking points. Like coming from the Huffington Post, where they're completely out of breath while they're just supposing this. What if millions of people get gun silencers? You know what? Tens of millions of people own guns and never use them to hurt a soul. Never, ever, ever, ever. And there's 908,000 suppressors out there today. We know that because of the registry. Infringing on our rights is not going to have any effect on those who do cause harm. Although you can bet the blood dancers will be out in force to gleefully exploit criminal misuse of a suppressor at the first opportunity. But the other thing that will be ignored, of course, is that all of the other common sense gun safety laws will have been ignored leading up to that, too. I think it's still, it's illegal to shoot somebody with a gun, and it's also illegal to shoot them with a gun that is suppressed. I don't know how it being suppressed makes it any worse. I just don't. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how they actually do work, what they actually do for you if you're shooting with one on attached to your weapon. It is one of the reasons that I am not going to buy one is I don't care if they are as quiet as a jackhammer. That's not part of my thing. I mean, I train with headphones on, the electric headphones. If things were to go bad, my intention very shortly is to get a ham, one of the little portable ham radios, and plug that in to the headphones, because the headphones will work as my speakers. And there's something to be said for those headphones, because those headphones amplify all of everything around me except those gunshots that I send off. So it will enhance my ability to hear, and, it'll keep those pesky gunshots from giving me tinnitus. But in the meantime, it's not going to be all that bad. But a lot of these guys are out there saying, the sound a gun makes is part of gun safety, because that way you know from which way the gun is being shot at, from, to. And I was looking at that, and I was, what is the name of that, Spot Shot, whatever it's called, that system where they're supposed to be able to figure out where the shot is coming from. Have they caught anybody using that yet? Because I honestly don't know. I mean, if they have, good. But, you know what I'm saying. Gun safety, though. It's all about the gun safety. That's all it's about. It's all it's about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-GSI-GOLD. 877-474-4653 or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is Lock and Load. Part of the, you know, part of the stuff that amuses me about all of this fever over suppressors is most of these people don't know how they work. Now, what is essentially going to happen if this gets passed, which I expect it to get passed, is that suppressors will be removed from a registry and lists of very heavily regulated devices. And you'll be able to purchase one without having to pay for a tax stamp, which is really not that bad. Although it shouldn't be there in the first place. It's not a... If you can buy the suppressor, paying the $200 tax stamp is not a barrier to buying one. The barrier comes after you pay for the tax stamp and for the suppressor, and then it goes into a safe waiting for you to get the tax stamp, which can take up between 12... I think in some cases I've heard of an 18-month wait. Now, they're supposed to be working on that, but hey... With a whole bunch of companies, like, for example, with Lone Wolf, you can buy threaded barrels, which you will need a threaded barrel to work for a handgun. You're going to need threaded barrels to work with your rifles. And they have all manner of devices that will clip them in or screw them on or whatever. But how well do these things work? Because it's worth looking at, as one of the biggest selling points of suppressors is that they attenuate noise. But the typical gunshot produces 140 to 160 decibels of noise, which instantly damages hearing. Any noise above 140 dB produces instant hearing damage, so anything that brings a gunshot below that threshold is worth looking into. But let's not call them silencers. Suppressors don't make anything silent. A gunshot is still going to sound like a gunshot. It just might be somewhat quieter. Saying that, how well do they work? The truth is that there is an economy of scale to this. Part of it comes down to the suppressor used. Is it for the caliber you're using, or is it a generic design for multiple calibers? How long, short it is, and how it is made, those factors have an impact. So does ammunition. Supersonic ammunition, meaning they travel at 1,125 miles per hour, and faster, make a sonic crack that subsonic ammunition does not. Ambient temperature and humidity at elevation also make an impact. But to put it more simply, how well a suppressor works on paper differs from how well it will work for you, depending on a number of factors. So your mileage may vary. That said, let's try to come up with an average of sorts. Looking at a few different products, Silencer Co. attests that their suppressors reduce sound pressure of a 9mm gunshot to anywhere between 125.7 and 131.5 decibels, depending on the model. Advanced Armament Company, another popular supplier, attests a 23 to 33 dB reduction to down to about 127. Liberty Suppressors attests a reduction of 24 to 38, depending on model and other factors. So, in short, we can presume something on the order of 30 dB of attenuation as an average. So, since the typical gunshot produces about 160 decibels of noise, that means that it's going to lower the noise to 130 decibels. Could be more or less, even much less in some cases, but this is more of an average rather than a specific make model silencer for a specific caliber. You can argue amongst yourselves if you're trying to figure that part out. So if you presume an attenuation to 130 dB with a suppressor, you should still be wearing hearing protection. The louder the noise and the longer you're exposed to the noise level, the more likely hearing damage becomes or the more permanent damage occurs. Hearing loss can be induced by being exposed to a constant 85 dB noise, which is why OSHA mandates 85 dB be as loud as workplaces get, even industrial ones without mandatory ear protection. Noises in excess of 120 dB, which is the sound pressure generated by a jumbo jet on a tarmac from 100 yards away, can cause permanent hearing loss if exposure lasts just minutes. 15 minutes with a 115 dB sound system will damage your hearing. So an afternoon shooting, even attenuated to that low sound pressure level, can still damage hearing permanently. However, a pistol or rifle suppressed to 130 dB without further attenuation from hearing protection would still be safer. But, yeah, DRGO has a white paper on suppressors, too, if you're looking for that. DRGO.us, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, if you want to look into that. These are the guys that work on ears. But what it boils down to is this. Suppressors make them quieter, but you can still go deaf. You can still get tinnitus. You can still have all kinds of issues. You can have hearing loss, all that kind of stuff, without earmuffs, without hearing protection. So I, because I am a cheap one, I'll just continue to wear the same earmuffs I would wear with a suppressor. In the chat room, no made up, bald-faced lie, much like news anchor on one of the big three networks about the same time. Oh, he's talking to somebody else. Okay. All right. He's talking about another comment that came earlier. Not me. So if you go out and you know, if this passes, or if you're waiting on one right now, if you're waiting on the tax stamp and you get it, continue to wear your hearing protection. Continue to do that. If you start to have issues with this, let me tell you something. I wear hearing protection, and like when I'm filming, if I'm filming a shooter and I'm behind the camera and I'm running it with the gimbal and I'm going down sideways, I'm catching the concussion of that shot, and it is a Let me tell you, it is jarring. I do that so that I can shoot really good video, but I mean, at the same time, I'm out there where the sound is. So to that end, maybe I should, I don't know. But I'm not going to do it because I want to spend the money on something else. So there. So, suppressors don't silence a gun. Not by any means. They are effective, and they definitely reduce the overall noise level. And in most cases, they still generate sufficient noise to damage hearing. And that's all there is to it. So it's not going to be like they're going to be like, like they are on, well, name any movie. James Bond, you lying setup. Because they have the same thing. That's not the way it goes. I'm sure a lot of people wish they were. If it actually worked that way, I'm sure there'd be a lot of guys making some money right now. Silence & Co., oh my gosh, it'd be a Fortune 500 company. Big money. If they could actually do that. But that's not the way it works. So, you know, chill out there, Mother Jones. It's all going to be okay. The guns will still be loud enough. Nobody's going to die without hearing the gunshot coming. And nobody's going to use them in crime because, you know what? That makes a gun really long, and it's hard to conceal a gun that's like, I don't know, 24 inches long. That's sort of big. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Lock and Load. You and I, as defenders, we have one handicap out there. Personal defense does not allow for a preemptive maneuver. We cannot make the first aggressive strike against an attacker. We have to wait until they make some sort of overt act that then places us in fear of losing our lives or suffering serious bodily injury. So this gives them an advantage, and hopefully our training and skill will allow us to overcome this by, you know, just awareness alone. But one thing to bring to the game is trying to incorporate the element of surprise, because we can get an edge that way. Now, picture this, if you would. A guy comes and sticks a gun in my face. Now, I'm not going to, you know, start snatching my shirt and try and draw a gun on that, because I've got a gun in my face. What I will probably do is start to cry, or at least he'll think I'm crying or panicking or something, and my hands are going to come up to my face, and I'm going to be like all kinds of stuff, and then I'm going to get that gun out of my face, and when that happens, I'm going to start depositing rounds in his chest cavity, because I'll be using my weak hand, and I have trained to do that an awful lot. So, that part of it, there's your element of surprise. Consider the fact that in most cases, criminals will make demands with the expectation that we will be afraid and will comply. There is a nanosecond in which they wait for our defeated response. This is the moment in which our doing the unexpected can throw a criminal off balance and allow us to win the encounter. I heard of a narcotics agent who was playing the role of a drug dealer looking to buy a product, and it turned out that the sellers had no dope to sell and were only interested in robbing their prospective customer. So when the crook stuck a gun in the agent's face, the agent jumped on the crooks, disarmed him, subdued him, and then placed him under arrest. Now, it is sort of ill-advised to grab a gun pointed in your face, and the key to this success here was that his response was unexpected and instantaneous. And that's the part that comes into play. The instantaneous, unexpected part. That's the part you cannot put a value on, being able to do that, being able to bring that to the game. That's the part that most people are never going to get taught in a self-defense class, unfortunately. Crooks think that their criminal plan, to one extent or another, depending upon what they have recently ingested, they think it out. What they often overlook is that their victims might resist quickly and violently to their demand. So, in short, that surprises them. And this is a little bit of shock and awe that gives you time to react aggressively. Now, if you're going to do that, do it all the way. Don't do it halfway. Do it all the way. Consider this scenario. A crook jumps you while you are leaving the grocery store with an armload of sacks. Rather than complying, throw the sacks at the crook to buy time and space and go immediately into your pistol presentation. Fire as quickly as possible, should this be necessary. Since you have been trained to be alert for available cover at all times, you must quickly step behind the nearest cover while completing your draw stroke. There are all sorts of surprise responses that a person can come up with if they stay alert, think, and move quickly. While I really dislike buzzwords and phrases, think outside the box is really appropriate here. Criminals consider themselves to be the aggressor, and you are the subservient victim. So if you use your imagination, you can surprise the criminal and take the advantage. But once you have the element of surprise, don't just stand there. Follow through with your draw stroke and whatever other action is appropriate to your taking complete control of the situation. Stay alert. Think fast. And surprise him. What is the possible problems we would have with this? Let's think about this now. For a lot of people, violence is something new. Nothing wrong with that. Actually, I admire that, to not have been exposed to that up to this point. So, but by the same token, we have to go through this bit of education. A criminal is, when you break them out of their belief system, I've got control of this, this is the way it's going to be. When you've got control, and when you take control, they're not going to want to, they're really not going to want to deal with this. They're probably going to run. But once you make that decision, and once you start down that path, this is not something you can slam into reverse. This is not something you can stop halfway. At this point, you are completely involved. You have to go completely all in. You have to put everything you own, know, do, what you're worth, everything you believe, everything has to go into this one effort, and you have to fight for your life. If you are going to go this route. Now, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to cast aspersion upon anybody that says, Bill, I'm sort of afraid of this kind of aggressiveness. I get it. And if you want to carry a gun and still not be that way, well, you know, this is America. But I'll be damned if I'm going to go out there, and if I have the means to resist, not resist. Because the weapon is your mind. It's not the gun. The gun is a tool. If somebody attacks you, here's the thing. If somebody attacks you, you are somebody out there not bothering anybody, not doing anything to anybody, and then somebody comes to you wanting to commit violence upon you for no reason other than the opportunity existed. This should make you angry enough to where you understand that you have to be more violent. You have to be hyper-violent. Once you have become hyper-violent, when you are doing it, you've got to take it. You've got to take it the whole way. You've got to take it all the way down that path. And then when it's done, when you are done, you've got to stop. That sounds daunting, doesn't it? Happens every day. Depending on who you believe, anywhere from 2 to 6,000 times a day. The skeptics of money, 6,000 times, really. Well, we're a nation of 320 million people. So 6,000 times a day is not, you know, not a whole lot of crime being prevented, is it? But it's something. But it just comes down to what's your decision going to be? Are you going to be a victim? For some people, if all they want is the money, the wallet, the car, some people may think it is not worth taking somebody's life to get that because they've got insurance, they got this, they got that. They can, you know, everything they can do is that they can replace it. The problem with that is that you don't know where the criminal is going to stop. Is he going to be satisfied with just taking your car? What if your car's got a baby in it? Or small children? Or your wife? Or your family? Where do you say, okay, I'm going to resist? For me, if I don't resist immediately, I'm going to be looking for that moment. I'm going to be quite calculating about that. Because that's just not going to work for me. Because I don't know where it's going to stop. Neither do you. So think about the surprise introduction of violence. That will knock them completely off their game and move you forward in the rest of your life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.